I'm Tony DeLangel, and welcome to the Gonstead Unfiltered Podcast. Okay, welcome to the show, and welcome to another fantastic episode from the Gonstead Unfiltered Podcast. Today, what we're going to do is show you and explain to you everything about success. And I got another guest here today, but before we introduce him, we're going to explain a few things about success. Now, here's the thing. Everybody strives for success. Everyone is trying to climb this mountain to try to achieve some peak or some type of pinnacle in their life to have this level of success. But they never spend the time to really enjoy it once they get there. You know, it's always this uphill battle. And then once they get there, then what? And so we have to take the time to celebrate our wins. We have to take the time to celebrate our victories. And so we even have a success bell here. We call it the Hunter's Bell. And anytime a patient has success in the office, they complete their care plan or whatever the case is, we make them ring the bell and celebrate it as a team, because that patient just got a piece of their life back. And now they can go off and they can enjoy the things that they've been wanting to do. They accomplish their goals. And that's exactly what we want to do here at Gonstead. Now, here's the other thing. 99% of our time is spent just trying to achieve these goals, and we never have the tendency to look up. So we have this tendency to tunnel our vision towards the goal, and we don't enjoy anything, and death is waiting us all. It's waiting, awaiting for us all. We never know when that day is going to come, so we have to enjoy the process and the journey along the way. So, without further ado, I'd like to get into our guest here, Dr. Estevan. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure. Now, you're our newest doctor.
Right.
And some of our core values, you know our core values. Two of the main ones, discipline and alignment. Like, we always want to make sure that our team is aligned with our mission and our vision. Our mission is to change the way healthcare is delivered so people don't have to suffer anymore. You definitely align with that. Like, you're a disciplined guy, you're healthy, you're fit, you're structured. Can you just kind of share some of your things that maybe you do and why you align with what we're trying to do with our mission as far as changing the way healthcare is delivered so people don't have to suffer?
Absolutely, Tony. Thank you. Thank you for asking. So it's been a journey, you know, to get up to this point. I definitely think success is a journey. It's not a destination. I've enjoyed every step of the way. I mean, going through, I had previous careers before I got into chiropractic, but seeing people suffer, seeing the way the healthcare system is, really lit a fire underneath my butt to figure out, hey, what is it that causes health, right? I feel like there's so much out there, death, disease, this and that. Everything is looking at the problem. Nobody's really trying to look at the solution. Yeah. So I think it's just taking the right steps every single day to work toward that goal, and enjoying it along the way, right? So I guess there's no stagnation in health, right? We're either working toward positive health outcomes and wellness, or we're working toward death and disease, right? So, you know, I'm saying enjoy every single day and do the things that are going to make you feel alive and healthy.
Yeah, you hit it on the head, man. So you see, like, there's some people out there, literally, they're so structured, they're so disciplined, that they don't enjoy anything in their life. They're like, no, I can't eat until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm going to starve myself for 5 days, and I'm going to go to the gym while I'm doing that. And it's literally causing more stress than it is anything else.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know those people, and they live in just constant anxiety about, oh my gosh, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this. Well, slow down, you know, take a breath, one thing at a time. Discipline doesn't come easy, right? I mean, you have to train for that. So it's incorporating one thing at a time, and, you know, who knows what is right and what is wrong? You know, there's a lot of questions out there too. And it's really kind of just finding the right answers and finding the people and the places like Gonstead that align with you.
Yeah, no kidding. And so when you mentioned, there's so much information out there as far as, okay, what's healthy, right? And it's like, who do we believe? There's so many like misconceptions out there and people contradicting each other. How do you know what is right for your body? Like, you're a healthy guy. You're obviously structured in your life, right? So how do you personally know, okay, maybe this goes against common opinion or popular opinion as to what is healthy, and maybe you do it because you feel good? I don't know. Like, well, how do you define health as far as like for yourself? Because everyone's different.
Huh. That's an interesting question. Again, I think everybody sees health a little differently. I try to keep things simple, like health, exercise, you know, discipline and mindset is very key. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do, but it's really just, I say, eat whole foods, mm-hmm. right? Get outside, get some sunlight, get exercise, and stop putting crap in your body. I mean, it sounds simple, and you just go to the grocery store. In fact, I was at the grocery store this morning, and it's just lined with crap, right? Yeah. Like just boxed, packaged stuff that is not food. And so that's, I think, just that little thing right there can be a huge game changer for a lot of people as far as understanding what is real food and what is not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the thing is, it's like, sometimes I wonder, I don't think we have an obesity problem or an overeating problem. I think we have a chemical toxicity problem, and people are just like gaining weight because of these ultra processed foods and things like that. And you're right. It's like, if we're eating fake stuff all the time, what do you think is going to happen? Right. And so we got to get into the mindset, like you said, and when the last podcast, Dr. Dave was talking about that too, mindset. Like, you want to change your outcomes in life. You want to change, what's going on that's negatively affecting you. Then you have to change your mindset first. It goes with health too, right? It's like, you have to change the mindset. You have to show some discipline and actually structure your day. And that's not always the easiest thing to do. So for you, like, what do you think the most important, is it discipline? Like, what do you do? Because you're obviously a disciplined person, right? So what do you do personally just to set your day up for success?
Well, the get shit done list is first thing. Stack that and then try to get that done early. That way everything else is downhill. That way you can start focusing on adding the next thing, right?
Yeah.
Man.
So let me ask you this. What's on your get shit done list? Because that's the real, it's like, what do you do on the daily that you got to get shit done that allows success in your day?
Oh man, prepping. Just before we got on here, I was prepping for, some patients that I have this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Just looking over files, just diving deep into these people's lives to see how we can help them, how we're going to change their life.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. And then, so, again, preparation, discipline, it's some of these things. Anytime I ask patients or staff, or, one of the most common things I ask is, where do you need help? Look at all our core values and which one do you feel like you need the most help in? Discipline and accountability are the top two that most people say, like, hey, I need help with this, right? And so what kind of advice would you give to either patients or anybody out there who's really having a hard time with discipline and how to instill that into their life?
Surround yourself with the right people, number one, because it's hard to just, you can have an idea, right? But unless you have other people on board with that and holding you accountable, it's hard to hold yourself accountable. Trust me. I mean, I've been through many, many different things in my life, chiropractic school for one, unless you have your support system, unless you have the right people around you. And again, it can be anybody, right? Like, sometimes it's just, oh yeah, these are my friends. They've been my friends forever. Well, sometimes you have to start thinking about, okay, how is this friend impacting my mindset? How is this friend impacting my life? And what kind of routines are we in together?
You know? All right. So now you're going down a rabbit hole that I was hoping you would have gone down.
So, go ahead. So mentors, really, just not just the right people that are you're going to be doing things with, but people like you who I'm learning from and trying to take everything to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're the thing is, and, what did they say? Hard drivers don't like to be around lazy people. Lazy people don't like to be around hard drivers. It forces them to level up and it's uncomfortable, right? But when you get a bunch of hard drivers together, the sky's the limit. That's where the possibilities start to happen and everybody sees it. They're like, oh my gosh, with the people around me, like it gives me goosebumps just thinking about what could we do? Like how much potential do we have when you surround yourself around winners, right?
No kidding. No kidding. Yeah. Comfort zone is, that's dangerous, man. I was just on the Cardone University, the 10X call.
Yeah.
And, the quote, you know, Grant Cardone's quote was, comfort creates more prisoners than all the jails combined.
Yeah.
Right. So that you become a prisoner of your own comfort zone your own comfort zone. And growth doesn't happen there.
It absolutely doesn't happen there. And somebody has to be the bad guy to pull that person out of the comfort zone. And it's never a comfortable moment because, when you have people in your life who are going to hold you accountable and they have the discipline and they're being transparent to say what needs to be said so that person can level up in the end, obviously the people are grateful for it. But if, you know, initially it's like, this guy either doesn't like me or he hates me. And the reality is, it's like, you want those people in your life. Right?
No kidding. You initially, there's always going to be a little bit of pushback, right?
Yeah.
And man, you have to really kind of swallow that ego and realize, hey, this person really is looking out for what's best for me. And if I just shut up, listen, maybe follow a little bit, I'm going to learn something new and who knows how this is going to change my life, you know?
Yeah. And if you really think about this, we all have our shortfalls. We all have our weaknesses. Who taught us? Like, there's no way to learn some of this stuff. Like, you have to fail.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to fail. And so sometimes when you have people in your life who've been there, done that, and they can maybe help pull you out of that circumstance a little bit faster than what they went through, then that's what it's all about. But all of us had to have some type of experience in failure in order to help the people around us. Right. And so a long time ago, it's like, if I was dealing with anxiety attacks, right. And so anytime I saw a patient who was dealing with anxiety attacks, it was like, okay, fail forward. Right. It's one of those things. Okay. I failed in this because this is how I responded to those anxiety attacks. Don't do this. Here, let me help guide you out of this and get you out of that dark spot, you know, so you don't have to suffer like I did. Right. And it's the same thing with either you or what you do for us as well, right? Everyone has a really good perspective in life. And when you work as a team, like I've told you this in the past and I'll say it again, it's like, I'll never work by myself again. I have no interest in doing that because everyone else has a different perspective. In our leadership meetings, you see this a lot, right? Where it's like, you see everybody's perspective on leadership and what their expectations are as a leader. And it's like, oh man, I didn't even think about that. And it's like, I don't care. You can be here for one day or you can be here for 20 years. Everyone has different perspective that is valuable. And if you work as a team and you're a team of high performers, man, the sky's the limit. So in dealing with failure, how do you deal with failure? And like, can you kind of shed a little bit of light on that? Like think of something maybe in your life where maybe you failed at something and then how do you respond to it? How do you react to it maybe? Because everybody fails, right?
Absolutely.
And so our patients come in and they say, well, you know, I was supposed to do these stretches or these exercises and I didn't do it and now I'm hurting. And so they get down on themselves sometimes, right?
Oh yeah.
And then we're like, listen, that's life. Like, what did you learn from it, right? So in your own personal experience, for instance, or just maybe in your career, or like, how do you handle the failure?
Short-term memory loss.
Ooh,
just
that's good.
Just forget about it. You know, learn from it. Don't lose the lesson, but move on. You know, like that's life, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think some of the most successful people in this world just forgot about their last failures and they don't lose any momentum going into the next one.
Yeah.
You know, like that's it. That's where you got to go. And you got to keep that head up, keep that confidence going, you know, build on those successes and just don't let them bring you down. You know, everybody's going to fail. You have to accept that. I used to probably handle failure a lot worse when I was younger. I'd say, you know, 10 years ago where, you know, and my personality type, which again, we've dived into. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't like criticism. I don't like these things, but anymore, it's like, I need it. I want it.
Yeah.
You know, like, how am I going to grow without it?
You're absolutely right, man. I used to be the same way. Like, I used to hate criticism and, you know, I get older. You don't. You look like you're still like 15 years old.
Are you kidding me? This
guy. But the thing is, it's like with time comes wisdom. And with that, you only gain wisdom through those failures. And it's like, okay, that makes sense. But I probably shouldn't have responded the way I did in this circumstance. And this is how I learned from it. So, you know, you bring up good points with surrounding yourself around the right people and having the discipline to set structure throughout your day, you know, right from the time that you wake up. And so I think that's really, and you have a son.
Yes.
So how do you, for some of these patients out there, they have kids. And so one of the things that Dr. Dave and I talked about last time was, you know, patients can come in, they can get all this really good treatment. They feel great. They go home and then they're arguing with a spouse or they're dealing with financial issues or whatever the case is. And all of that stress that comes with that now just completely set them back as far as what they got accomplished in the office. So when your patients come to you and you know, you have a ton of patients that deal with those same issues.
Oh, yeah.
What would you tell them? Like, what would you tell them? And you have a son. I know you want to raise your son a certain way. You're trying to guide your son through those hurdles, if you will, that you went through. So that way, maybe he doesn't make those same mistakes. Like, how would you, number one, how would you respond to that patient that gets down on themselves about failing with maybe something with in regards to their health? And then number two, is how would you raise your son so that way he doesn't have the same experiences or failures that you had? So we'll get with the patient first.
You know what, this has come up recently, actually. You know, we have some, you know, I have a PI patient and, you know, early on in care, she was having a lot of stress at work, a lot of stress at home. So far as to where her support system didn't believe that she was injured to the extent she was. And, and that was tough. I mean, she broke down a couple times right in front of me. And, I mean, empathy, you have to accept it. You don't, oh yes, this is horrible. I'm so sorry. That's sympathy, right?
Yeah.
You empathize, you have to feel for them, but try to bring them out of that. You got to stay positive the whole time. You have to give them that glimpse of hope, like, hey, this is gonna get better. You're in the right place. We're working on all these positive things. It's a mindset, you know? It's a mindset. You can't force that on anybody. You have to try to meet them where they are and hold their hand and just try to bring them out of it as gently and tactfully as you can.
That's where the magic is. That's absolutely where the magic is. And nobody in school prepared you for that.
Oh my gosh. No.
Right.
And then same thing with the kid, right? Like, I mean, this is first go around, right? It's you're learning on the fly.
Yeah.
You remember the first
you're
one.
Never prepared.
You're never prepared. So it's like, man, things come up like, oh, I don't know. Technology is a big battle right now. And it's like discipline, limiting time, screen time.
Yeah.
You know, all these things. Luckily, you know, my kid's school gives him enough homework that keeps him busy in the evenings. But yeah, you know, weekends, getting him outside, getting him to do all the things that I do, first of all, and then I want him to do.
Lead by example.
But it's exactly that. It's I can't just tell him to do something because he sees everything I'm doing. He does as I do, not as I say. So, I mean, that's the nature of how we are, right? Like I had a dad and a stepdad. I had two people to learn from. Mm-hmm. And you see more that way too. I think I was blessed in that way.
Sure. But
you see the positive and the negative, and you have to use that discernment no matter who you are. So, I mean, I've seen some great, great kids come from the most destroyed families, you know, and then, and some, you know, people just come from, everything was provided for them and they turned out, they squandered it all, you know?
Be entitled.
Entitled. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So again, you know, you can only do so much, but absolutely not telling your kids one thing and doing another thing. That's never going to get it done.
Yeah, no. And I just had a conversation with a patient about this, but I'm like the old guy that is saying, now I feel bad for our future because we're not setting our kids up for the structure for the future and to guide this world in the right place and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, man, I think I remember my grandparents saying the same thing. Like, it's like, you know, so I think it's just passed on.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Generation by generation. It's like, it changes. Everything's changing, but hey, yeah, we got to be aware of it and keep up with it.
Yeah. And it's changing fast. Like right now is probably the fastest change you're seeing because, you know, back in the day, our grandparents used to have to figure out how to use a TV. Then our parents were trying to figure out the internet. And now here we are. It's like, you need a new computer like every single year, you know, just to keep up. And literally it's like my generation now having computer savvy skills, that's almost becoming a dying thing. They're like, how'd you do that again? You
know, I know. I'm like, oh gosh, I need a millennial. Somebody find me a millennial. Bring them in now because something's going on with my computer right now. Yeah. So, and the other side of that too is like, my son's now asking for a cell phone. Oh, 8 year old. I'm like, what do you need a cell phone for?
Because 8 year olds have a cell phone. You know what's funny? We took criticism when my son was your son's age, my oldest, the same thing. How come he doesn't have a cell phone? And prior to that question, they were saying, well, my son's always in his room and he's always on his cell phone and he never comes down for dinner and he never wants to be around the family. And then they say, well, why doesn't your son have a cell phone? And I'm like, for the exact same reason why you're complaining.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, and so it's like the world is changing, but at the same time, you know, they have that, what is it? What is that quote? Hard times create strong men create weak, or easy times create weak men, and weak men create hard times.
Yep.
And so it's a cycle. And I feel like we're in that, you know, the easy times are creating weak men stage right now. And it's going to lead to the downfall of tomorrow's future. Right. So again, it comes with discipline. It comes with getting out of your comfort zone, like what you mentioned there. All of this stuff matters. And it's not just because you want to get rid of your back pain or solve your health problem. Everything requires discipline in life. Everything requires stepping outside of your comfort zone. So that way you can actually do something with your life. But, you know, the road to progress is always uphill, always, right? And it's a constant grind. So, you know, when we say when there's a certain level of success, celebrate it because it's the journey that matters the most. It's not when you achieve it, because once you achieve it, you're like, okay, what next? Like, you're not satisfied, whether it's money, whether it's health, whether it's some type of goal you're trying to achieve. Okay, you bought the car. Now what? Now what? Like, are you comfortable? Like, now what? Like, there's always got to be what next. Make it hard. So, folks, we hope you enjoyed this. Dr. Estevan, do you have anything else you want to add to this or anything like that? You want to, for those patients out there who are suffering, and one of the main reasons for this podcast is so that way we can help them with the mental side of things and help them kind of break through some of those mental barriers that, you know, it's almost like a mental prison for some patients, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's hard to get out of the mindset, especially when things have kind of snowballed to a certain point or just been going on so long, you know? But you halfway said it in what you were just saying there. And it was a quote that I stole from you a long time ago. And it's, do hard shit so that the rest of life is easy, right?
Yes.
And so do the things that are necessary now so that you can enjoy later.
Amen. Amen. So folks, I hope you enjoyed this. Dr. Estevan is a highly valued team member on our team. As we continue to grow, he's going to be a huge part of what we do. And we hope you enjoy this, folks. If you ever have any questions as far as what you'd like to hear on any of these podcasts, always feel free to reach out to us at any time. But until next time, folks, we'll see you then.